We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Mig, Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Mig, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So is everybody as frustrated as I am?
Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Pete?
Lots of people.
Very frustrating weekend.
Pete's Silent Bob now.
He's had it rough.
I'm poised for destruction.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's on.
It's been a frustrating week for a lot of people. It's been a frustrating week for me. Just trying to get things to work in the game. And they're not working. It's bringing gameplay for fighters and that to a halt. We've got another thing that went on with another event. I couldn't even close out. I think I did close out the first one, but I don't know. I'm just frustrated.
It seems like we're all getting beat up. Like, I think we're still in shock over how much energy it's going to take to finish Brazil.
Yeah.
And we're focused on that. And then you get hit one after another with all these events and everyone's just getting frustrated and the fighters can't fight because they're getting false identity pop-ups now. And it's just way too much and it's not the game we all signed up for.
Wow.
There's complaints all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm getting tired of trying to keep up with everything. It's like, whoa, it's very difficult to do. And I do have a life outside of this game, and it seems like lately I don't.
I think maybe we're probably all feeling that around here.
Well, and the PAC's really been pushing hard to try to get an answer to why are all these gifting events and why do they have to be stacked right on top of each other. And the elusive Z will not give us those answers. Man, they got a cloaking device on it like you've never seen before. I don't understand why they can't be straightforward and upfront with the customer base to explain what the intention of all this is. I mean, I've worked with a lot of software companies through my years, and many of them have here's the development schedule that's out there, here's what we're shooting for, here's where we're trying to go. And I understand intellectual property, I understand protecting some things, but I mean, it's overly protective. Where do we go from here? I mean, and it's really turning a lot of players away from the game. And I don't understand why they don't understand that. I mean, I think all of us, and even the long-term players, which are people that for the most part probably spend a lot of money with Zynga, or we know many of them do, and the fact that they're just feeling like their voice doesn't count. And I mean, you can't answer everybody's question, 100%, but there's a large uproar in the community and that's not being answered, and that's a damn shame.
Yeah,
and a lot of the problems are all the same too, so I'm just confused sometimes with this whole situation.
And the fixes are all very similar too. And that's
exactly
the most frustrating part from a person that comes from a software background, is community screaming. The complaints they have are the same complaint. The fix for it's the same fix. Well, why don't we fix it? No, I'd much rather throw out a false identity event. Personally, I'd love to just have a simple answer on why they have to do so many events so fast. I don't mind events. I don't get me wrong. I mean, absolutely do not mind them.
But on top of each other, back to back.
I don't like three on top of each other, and then after those three are not even finished yet, you got another three coming out. That's a ridiculous timetable. And really, if you've got that much stuff queued up, save it for a rainy day. These events aren't tied for the most part to anything specific at that time of year, with the exception of, like the football thing. But some of these, like right now, the false identity, it's not tied to anything specific timing wise.
I thought it was a movie or something.
No, it was kind of lame. It doesn't even equate to anything.
Yeah, so
it's like they just randomly picked, let's call this the Spy Hunter. We can't think of anything themed right now.
The video game from the
80s. Yeah. I actually Googled it when I was writing it up because I thought it was
game.
A movie.
I hated those stupid things that came out of the wheels and whacked me every time.
Everything that they do like this that it alienates the community is going to continue to push people further and further away from the game. And, you know, we don't want to see that as players. And, but, you know, and I'm sure they really deep in their hearts and deep in their pocketbooks don't want to see that as a company. But they have to realize that's the impact. That's what happens. When you alienate your community and you give them the impression that you could give a rat's poop about them, then they're going to eventually run.
Exactly.
And say, I'm through with it, and I'm going to go over and play Mobsters.
And Mobsters, sadly, I'm hearing a lot of that.
Hells no. That piece of crap.
But a lot of people are leaving the game that I see in my news feeds. They say, you know, if you're in my Mafia, please remove me. I'm no longer playing Mafia Wars. I see that more so now than I have in the past.
Me too. Definitely. And I'm seeing posts all over the place, just people trying to get help. And out of frustration, they're like, you know, I'm done. But they're still wanting help, though. So as long as there's addicts here, they need to fix it.
Yeah. And a lot of people say they're going to quit and they come back. That's pretty common as well.
A lot of these things are so simple. I mean, I've alluded to them being quick fixes. There's things you could do that would make this game so much better for everybody. Take the energy refills. I love the mini packs. I know you're not too thrilled with them, Jen. But we've talked about this one show before. We've brought it up in pack. Make the mini packs a choice. You can either get a stamina mini pack or you can get an energy mini pack. And you can use them any way that you want. So if you want to take 6 stamina mini packs through a day, fine. If you want to take 3 energy and 3 stamina, fine. Give them that choice. The more choices a player has, the more committed they will be to the game. It's that simple. Fix the fight page. Don't make it jump around. Take off the stupid ask my Mafia to attack button because it's ridiculous. Or at least remove all the additional verbiage on it that's not necessary that causes the page to wrap funny. I mean, all these little things that are simple text fixes or minor coding fixes that would go a long way into continuing to rebuild the trust and the commitment of the player base.
Well, and like the Rivals tab occasionally works. So if it can occasionally work, why can't we get it to always work?
Right. And if the fight page works with icing, identifying iced players, why can't they do it on the Rivals page? Should be the same code base. And if they're so damn good at copying and pasting, they should be able to copy the code that's on the fight page and make it work on the Rivals page. This is not, I mean, rocket science. But, you know, hey, look, we're all here to just try to enjoy the game. And I know we've been Debbie Downers on this whole thing. But, you know, I think our point is that maybe if some people listen and some people start getting together, and not for a boycott or anything extreme, but some more direct focused comments on what we'd like to see. If they want freaking numbers to justify getting changes done in the game, then let's do a coordinated effort to get them the numbers that they need to see.
Well, on that note, is anything going on at Spockholm?
We released one called the Daily Reward Collector, which was our April Fool's joke, after 26 times of clicking it, because inevitably when you click it once and you get a reward, people by nature will continue to click it, and then they continue to think they're getting a reward, and then all of a sudden at the end of the day we popped up a message saying April Fools, there's no glitches or whatever else. So that was kind of our joke one. And then we have an event scanner that reads your Mafia Awards posts from the news feeds and then tries to organize some of those posts in an easy to use fashion. And then there's a mission crew link creator that will now create your links for your mission crew and your Brazil crew. It's something that Ike came up with, and he's got it where it's kind of standalone now, but it'll be worked into the Linkinator later. And then we're going to be doing a revamp on the Linkinator, the Getinator, to use the new Spock on.me service that we've got going. The mission crew and the Brazil crew links are actually starting to be created with the Spock service, and it seems to be working really well. So that's positive. And I guess that's it. Like I said, I won't be quick because we kind of had a long intro. So,
well, you did have a lot going on.
Yeah, we've had several new ones that came out in the last couple of weeks, so we're really excited.
Well, Jen, I know you've been really busy with Spockholm this week, but what's been going on with your blog?
I was really at my wit's end with the Zynga stuff. You know, I write for their blog, so they asked me to write up these two events, and I didn't realize they were going to come out one after another. So it was like, I wrote for them, then I wrote for my blog, and by the end of it, I was just ready to die. So I came up with a poll and saying, what do you think of gifting events? And so far, over 1,000 people have voted. And I'm hoping that when the 6-day period of voting is over, I can take the numbers and present them to the PAC or whoever at Zynga will listen, that, you know, here's a good sample population of what people really think. And one of the items I put was, I ignore them. Because a lot of people say, well, if you don't like them, just don't do them. It's that easy. Well, we're the type of people that you can't really ignore it. If they put it out in the game, we're going to do it because we want to finish stuff. So not that many people picked that one. A few people picked that they liked the events. And then the majority were the last two that said, you know, they make me want to puke, or they make me want to quit the game. And it's just, I don't think, like Pete said, we don't hate them. We just don't want them one right after another, nonstop.
Right.
And it's just very fatiguing. It was very hard for me to write all this stuff. It took way too long. And it's the same things over and over again. Like, I'd even welcome one of those challenge missions. Remember those? Or the things where you did the easy job, medium job, hard jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss fights, which everyone seems to like. And we kind of got that on April Fool's, but they were the developers, and it was a fun concept. It was a little different than what we presented it to be, but...
And there was no reward.
There wasn't.
Except for the cards, right? I mean...
Fake Magic the Gathering type cards.
Yeah, there was nothing to even do with it.
I didn't even get them. My account had a bug.
I did notice they were giftable, which is even funnier.
Did you find them in your inventory?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't know they were in there.
I've seen them on people's wish list as well.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a cute concept. And, you know, Nate's picture was funny. We all know Nate. We aren't too familiar with the other people.
It was fun to beat him up, I got to say. I enjoyed that.
It was nice to actually do a boss fight without getting crushed after one hit.
Exactly.
So I enjoyed that part of it. Well, there's always more stuff, but it's impossible to cover it all.
Well, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
Let
asshat
insurance see you through the tough times. Let them take the hassle out of filing the claims. Let them make Mafia Wars just a little bit easier on you.
Have you gotten into this whole red icing thing or what?
Yeah, it's wearing me down. I can't, my finger's getting so sore from clicking my buttons so much. I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I've heard of this new insurance company, and I've been using them for a while now, and it's great. I mean, it's just great. Are you interested in hearing about it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, the name of the company is...
Asshat.
And they do a wonderful job. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, I file my claims, and they come right back, and I'm back to playing in Mafia Wars.
Well, that's cool. They got a phone number or website, or where do I get it?
Yeah, they got a website. It's at
www.asshat.com.
Cool, I'll go check that out right now.
Man, catch you later.
If you're experiencing pain when playing the game, then Asshat is for you. So don't be an asshat. Give them a call. See them online. Representatives are waiting and standing by to help.
We're back on the Informant Podcast with the Family Life and Chainsaw Chester. Hey, what's up?
Oh, another day in paradise over here.
Mm-hmm.
So going through the post-merger bumps in the road. Everybody's talking, chatting, and we had a town hall meeting tonight, and I just want to say thanks. Everybody joined into that. So it's been absolutely crazy. But enough about me. We have a guest with us today, Mike, also known as RYFG Prince. He's here to talk to us tonight. How's it going, Mike?
Good. How you doing, Chester? How's everyone doing? Thanks
Good.
For having me. Cool.
Yeah, no problem. So you were we were talking to you outside of this, and you were saying, look, there's a lot of issues that are out there as you try to play the game.
Yep.
And they're affecting you, and you wanted to have an outlet and be able to just discuss this, and things that are happening to you are probably happening to other people that are out there as well. So what's basically going on? What are the top things that you're seeing?
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, I don't think my issues are any different than anyone else's. Where do I begin? You know, first and foremost, you know, when I first started playing Mafia Wars, you know, all I really was doing was clicking on jobs. When you're just clicking on jobs, the game works pretty fine. There's never really any problems. Switch gears and you start to fight, you run into all sorts of flaws. I think really what I'm mostly upset about is that I feel like I've been ripped off by Zynga.
Why? What's the main thing there?
Well, myself, along with tens of thousands of other people, have spent countless dollars in development of their characters and can't even get a fair fight because the fighting platform that we play on is just broken. It just does not work. My family just came out of a war, and I got to say it was probably the most frustrating thing because to get on a link was almost impossible. It was a joke. I mean, it literally was a joke.
What are you doing that's messing up now? Besides the things fighting, that we've talked about with like clicking on the links and like the hospital not coming up or things like that. That's something that's affecting me all the time now.
When you're fighting, when two clans are fighting each other and you have two players on the opposite teams locking up and fighting against each other, it's nearly impossible. The game's not designed for two players to fight against each other at the same time. When you click on your opponent, the screen jumps off of the opponent, goes to the fight list, comes back to the rival list, goes back to the opponent. I mean, it's a freaking joke. And I really wonder if any of the Zynga developers have sat down and have seen this actually happen. It's not about the fighting and so much. It's about being a customer. And as a yep. customer, feeling like I've been robbed. Eventually, people are just going to get fed up and say, F you, Zynga, I've had enough. And you know what? I'm getting to that point to where it's like, well, why bother investing into my character anymore? Because until it's fixed, what do I got? I got a broken character. I can't fight.
Hey, I absolutely agree. I know a lot of people that are out there who's put in a ton of coin like you, and they're frustrated as well. I mean, it is truly, as you said, it was trying to adapt it based on a certain platform. Yeah. And so hopefully they are truly working on a solution, something that brings in a better element to fight against somebody else. So as you click something, it actually works the way exactly. it's supposed to be designed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they have enough time to design something like, you know, beat up the developers, I mean, how cheesy is that? You know, fix the fighting for crying out loud. We don't care about the developers. I'm a freaking customer. You know what I mean? Zynga should be kissing our asses. We shouldn't be kissing their asses. Bottom line. I'm so tired of even writing up a support ticket or trying to get into live chat because it's just a waste of time, you know? And I'm sorry to be like a chronic complainer here, but it's just the facts, you know? I mean, it really is just the facts. For the most part, the game's great. It's fun. I love the social aspect of it. I'll play it every day. But there's just certain aspects of it. The main aspect that I like to get on and do and fight, it's just got its issues. And like yep. you said, they can fix it. So why won't they fix it?
Yep, that's a question I think only they can answer. I mean, there could be a thousand things. Maybe the roadmap is full. Maybe they're having issues. If they change this, then it'll break all of this. Who knows?
If they would quit adding things before they fixed broken things, it would be a lot more helpful. That's, I think, part of the problem. They put out so much.
Their response to that is that it's two different departments. And I think there's a lot of lack of communication between the departments. So if the people that create the stuff have a schedule to push it out, they're not really concerned about the developers that are supposed to be fixing things that are already broken.
Well, that's got to change.
That's a problem, too.
It should. It is a problem.
You have a studio director
whose personal responsibility it is to see that all of those things work in sync.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we have the ability to do is use their line of communication. So they've got the Facebook page there for Get Satisfaction, and if we pull up the issue and have everybody that listens, everybody that's affected by this, post in there that, hey, these are things that we want to get fixed now, it raises their attention because everybody knows that they're a stat-driven company. So I think that we should post it in there and have everybody jump in. So if you're listening and you're having the same issues, or you just believe that it's true and you want to back it, jump in and like it and post a comment in there. Yeah, click the Me Too on it, and we'll give instructions on it. Jennifer will write it up, or Rebel Man will write it up, and we'll make sure we'll post a link to how do you actually find it and get there. We'll post a link to the actual issue on Facebook. Because we need everybody to be on the same page, everybody to show solidarity and say, this is our voice. We want to be heard, and this is a big issue, and we want you guys to solve it. Here's your priority.
Yep. Well, hey, guys, I appreciate you letting me come on here and rant. It's been nice talking to y'all, and hopefully we'll see some changes soon, and things will work again one day.
Absolutely. Mike, we appreciate it.
Hey, guys, can I just give a quick shout-out to RIFG. I love you guys, my brothers and sisters. Peace out. All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Appreciate that. Anybody else have a shout-out? I'll do my shout-out. So I'm going to send mine out to the Merge family in Magog. Everybody there, thank you guys. I know that we're going through the growing pains as expected. Hang in there. You all know it's just going to get better. So appreciate it. Jennifer?
I'd like to give my shout out to the Mikes, Mike Nestor, for constantly being there to help me with the blog, and to Mike from RYFG, also known as Prince. He's actually the person who got me started playing Mafia Wars, and he created a monster without realizing it. But him and
God,
I have
no kidding. So now I have something out against Mike. Thanks, yeah. Mike.
Well, and it's his birthday, so happy birthday.
What?
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So he doesn't tell me that. Mike, happy birthday. Hope you had a great one.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, Jana, do you have a shout out?
I'm going to give a shout out to Andrew Marquez, who's donated a bunch of loot to give away at our meetup next week. So thank you.
Thank you. All right, welcome. So Spocktonian, what do you got?
I'm going to give a shout out to Anne. She's one of our listeners, and she sent us some comments to the tip line. She was asking some questions about one of our previous shows with the when I was ranting on about the unframing issue, and she didn't quite understand exactly why unframing was an issue, I guess. And so I kind of explained it, and then I really got a kick out of her postscript that said, "I'm really starting to loathe, despise, detest all the events that involve gifting, social networking, my arse." So to Anne, thank you for the comments. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. To all the Spocktonians, hang in there. Good things coming down the pike. So that's my shout out.
Greatness. I guess on that note, we done?
That's a wrap.
It's a roast beef wrap. It's a chicken wrap, turkey wrap. Wrap, wrap, wrap.
Bye, all. Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid 'em, crash into the brand new world. I want to ride.